WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. This is your Galore Bennett, and I'm so stoked you're here. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, something that can totally transform your life, building healthy boundaries with others. Ever feel like a walking open door, constantly giving without getting enough back? Or maybe you struggle to say no even when your inner voice is screaming at you too. Well, honey, you're not alone. We ADHD folks are notorious for being empathetic, generous souls, and sometimes that can lead to us getting trampled on, depleted, and feeling completely burned out. But guess what? Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. It's about protecting your energy, your time, and ultimately, your peace of mind. Okay, so here are five key takeaways to level up your boundary game. First off, know thyself. Seriously, spend some quality time with yourself. Get to know your needs, your values, your triggers, and those things that just make you feel drained. What makes you light up? What drains your energy like a vampire sucking on your life force? Once you have a clear picture of what fuels you and what depletes you, you can start setting boundaries around those things. Next up, learn to say no and mean it. This doesn't come easy to us ADHD folks because we're naturally wired to please others. But saying no is essential for protecting your energy and time. Start small. Decline that invite to the party you don't really want to go to. Politely decline taking on extra work when you're already stretched thin. It gets easier with practice, I promise. Communicate clearly and assertively. Vague language can lead to misunderstandings. When setting a boundary, be direct, respectful, but firm. For example, instead of saying, maybe I can do that later, try I appreciate the offer, but I'm not able to take that on right now. Remember, boundaries are not walls. They are more like fences, providing structure and protection while still allowing for a healthy connection. It's okay to be open and kind, even when you're setting a boundary. You can say no to one thing without saying yes to everything else. Finally, be patient with yourself. Building healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, moments where you slip up or feel pressured. Don't beat yourself up. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. You got this. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who is constantly bombarded with requests from friends, family, and colleagues. She's always the first to volunteer for projects, never wants to disappoint anyone, and ends up feeling completely overwhelmed and exhausted. She knows she needs to set boundaries but struggles to say no without feeling guilty. One day, she realizes that by saying yes to everything, she's actually saying no to her own well-being. She starts small, declining a few less important invitations, politely turning down extra work, and making time for herself. Slowly but surely, she reclaims her energy, feels more in control of her life, and builds stronger relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. T. Boundaries are not about shutting people out, they are about creating space for healthy connections, self-care, and genuine joy. They allow us to be the best versions of ourselves, radiant, energized, and ready to take on the world. So, my beautiful listeners, I challenge you today to think about one boundary you can set in your life. Take a moment to visualize yourself saying no with confidence and clarity. Feel the sense of empowerment that comes with honoring your needs and values. Remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and boundaries. You deserve to live a life that feels fulfilling and aligned with your authentic self. So go out there and make it happen. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread the love and empower each other to build a world where healthy boundaries are celebrated, not feared. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.